The Phil Show. Oh, they're dum 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 dum. Stupid news. Dum 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 dum. Stupid news.
Sometimes playing golf, and especially if you're in a tournament or a scramble or something, you'll put down a ball marker, and if you keep making putts, you'll use the same one. If not, you change. Do you believe in luck? Almost half of Americans have lucky charms, not the kind that are magically delicious. Two-thirds of people, or nearly half, believe in good and bad luck, and just under half are superstitious. So a survey asked, what are your lucky charms? Ring, number one. Bracelet, number two. Then a necklace. A coin. Key ring. Picture of the loved one. T-shirt. Watch. A glass. A cup. A pair of lucky socks. These are my lucky socks. My wife introduced me to the concept of lucky underwear. I mean, you know, they're red, and I got, never mind. Also, horseshoe, not shocking. A lucky hip flask. A hand-me-down handkerchief. Four-leaf clover was way down on the list at 23. You know, rabbit's foot not up there. Hmm. A ball marker. Landon, you got any lucky charms? Anything lucky?
I'll get into these weird holes if a team of mine is doing well. I remember when the Cubs made their World Series run. When they won their first game in the World Series, I had to recreate the situation for the rest of the series.
Right, so I do the same thing. Yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it. Does this sound good, disgusting, or unnecessary? Tomorrow is National Mustard Day. So the makers of French's Mustard just unveiled mustard-flavored hot dog buns. They actually bake real mustard into the bread. Not in grocery stores, and well, unless they become a huge hit. They posted a recipe online if you want to try making them. Actually, a few hot dog carts and stands will have them tomorrow in New York, Chicago, Santa Monica, Yankee Stadium, Camden Yard, Baltimore, outside Fenway next weekend. So you'll see them around in places. I'm going to withhold on that one.
I'd give them a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to withhold on that one. Landon, do you happen to know God, your pet's astrological sign?
That would be a no. I could probably figure it out if I did a Google search, but
yeah. VCA, the veterinary something association, the VCA.
Oh yeah, yeah, the reputable veterinary something association.
Yeah, but it's the biggest veterinary group in the country. It tells you what your pet's zodiac sign says about their personality. In other words, if your pet is an Aquarius, they're the most creative. They turn any object into a toy.
Okay.
A Pisces, they're very in touch with their emotions.
What? Does it say what a Gemini is? Because I just did a Google search, and apparently Zoe is a Gemini.
So they probably have two sides to their personality.
Okay, sure.
These are all so, well. Hey, here's a good way to trick your family into thinking that you're a good cook. IKEA is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its loyalty program by giving away thousands of scented candles that smell like meatballs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to sign up for it and all that if you're in the loyalty program. I am not. Seen a few records fall at the Olympics this week. Here's one you don't want to break. 28-year-old guy in Oregon, Nathan Danzuka, may have set a record now for the world's drunkest driver, pulled over in February for a hit and run. When the cops told him to get out of the car, he took off, didn't get far. He made it a half mile down the road, crashed into a concrete barrier. His blood alcohol, 0.778, almost 10 times the legal limit.
Holy crap.
13 months in prison, suspended license for life. Now, yeah, now the Guinness Book of World Records don't hand out records for that. But the website called The Smoking Gun covers, they say it's the drunkest they've ever seen. Also, the previous record, .72, held by a woman who also lived in Oregon, found unconscious in her car after plowing into a snowbank. By the way, .40 is, at that point, it's potentially fatal. Yeah, as in you could, like, die. Police in London, Ontario, say a man intentionally struck another man with his car last Friday because he caught the guy peeing in his lawn. Unclear why he was peeing there. His condition's unknown, but he did not die. All right. Okay. So be careful if you're like, you know, on a golf course, and I'm like, looking around, and you be careful. Don't pee where you're not supposed to.
Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.